小的聚会要继续上午的主题，信息与恩慈。
Our topic for this afternoon is a continuation from this morning, Gospel and Grace.
信息跟恩慈都是从神来的。
Both Gospel and Grace come from God.
但是门徒要替神来宣传跟执行。
However, it is the disciples who have to execute and proclaim this message on behalf of God.
那下午要谈第二个单元。
We're going to talk about part two of the series.
请看马可福音第六章十二节十三节。
Let's turn to the book of Mark, chapter 6, verse 12 and verse 13.
马可福音第六章十二节十三节。
Gospel Mark, chapter 6, verse 12 to verse 13.Verse 12. So they went out and preached that men should repent. 13. And they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them.
主耶稣的门徒，蒙主耶稣的差遣去宣传，主耶稣的信息。
The disciples of Jesus were sent out to preach the gospel.
十三节，记载他们。救了一些精神有问题、肉体有病的人，就是在执行神的恩慈。
Verse 13 recorded that they healed many who were spiritually disturbed and also physically ill.
第二个单元是要强调在信息里面，其中有一个内容叫做悔改。
And the third point is that in the message that they preached, they wanted to focus on one thing, which is called repentance.
这种信息会让人很反感。
The message of repentance tend to annoy many people.
这种反感的信息呢，不容易接受。
It is not a message that's easily accepted by many people.
什么叫悔改
？What does repentance mean？
就要承认自己的错误。
You have to first admit you're wrong.
然后呢，在行为上改过来。
And then to change yourself in your manners and deeds.
这个是很不容易接受的内容。
This is a message that's not easily accepted by others.
一般的人都认为自己没有什么错误。
Most of us feel that we are not wrong.
虽然人不完美。
Even though humans are not perfect.
但是呢，要他来承认自己有错误是不容易的。
To admit that a person is wrong, it is not an easy thing.
所以呢，一提到这个悔改呢，大多数的人会反感。
So when you mention the word repentance, most people find it annoying.
所以主耶稣的门徒在传扬这个信息的内容啊，真的很困难。
And therefore, it is rather difficult for the disciples of Jesus to go out and preach the message of repentance.
那我们教会也是一样。
And the same thing for us today.
大部分会来教会都认为他是好人啊。
Most people who come to church will feel that you are a good man.
为什么还要悔改
？Why is there a need to repent?
但是这种非常困难来宣传的道理确实很重要。
However, this message that's very difficult to proclaim is actually a very important one.
这个悔改不只是行为上，内心也要真正去改革啊。
To repent not just to change your manners and your deeds physically, but also to change your heart.
那在圣经里面呢，这种案例也不少。
There are many such examples in the Bible.
在路加福音十九章里面记载一件事情。
In Luke chapter 19, it mentioned an incident.
这件事情呢，真是一个人呢真正的悔改。
This incident describes a person who truly repented.
这个人呢，在当时犹太社会里面是非常有地位的。
Now, this person was of a high social status back then.
他的收入啊是非常好的。
And he has a very good income.
但是一旦悔改啊，他的地位、他的收入都改变。
But when he repented, his social status and his earnings both dropped.
这是很不容易的事情。
And repentance to him is not an easy thing.
请看路加福音十九章。
Let's turn to Gospel Luke chapter 19.
第八节到第十节。
Verse 8 to verse 10.
第八节到十节，请念。
Verse 8 to verse 10, and Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold. 9, and Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, since he also is the son of Abraham." 10, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost.
撒该是在罗马的税收制度之下，在犹太社会成为一个税吏长。
Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector under the Roman rule.
他要争取到这种官位实在是不容易的。
It is difficult for a Jew to achieve such a social status under the Roman rule.
但是这种地位在犹太社会是不荣耀的。
However, this position as a chief collector is not a glorious position among the Jewish society.
因为税收是对自己，针对自己的同胞。
Because you are collecting taxes from your own people.
那当时的税收制度没有一个标准。
At that time, there is no standard for collecting taxes.
但是税吏长有权利要收多或少，由他自己来决定的。The
chief collector gets to decide how much taxes he would collect from each person.
所以，撒该是一个经济非常好的人。So
Zacchaeus is one who is very comfortable financially.
但是。 他内心很寂寞,
but he is a lonely man inside.
他在他的同胞的心目中是一个罪人。
In the eyes of his own people, he's a sinner.
他除了他的同行以外，他的同事以外，没有什么朋友。
He has no friends other than his co-workers.
尤其当时的犹太教很盛行的时候，都把他当为是一个罪人，没有人要跟他讲话。
Especially in that day, in those days when Judaism was widely accepted by everyone, no Jews would talk to him.
有一天他发现有一个人啊，非常受人尊敬的。
One day he found that there is a person who was widely respected by many.
原来这一位就是耶稣。
And this person goes by the name Jesus.
那他很难得能够见到耶稣。
He finally had a chance to see who Jesus was.
那耶稣又 不看轻他,
and Jesus did not despise Zacchaeus.
并且对他说,
and Jesus said to Zacchaeus, "I am going to your house to be your guest today."
过去犹太人做东要求的几乎零啊。
In the past, Jesus had never made such a request.
主耶稣没有看轻他,
Lord Jesus did not despise him.
让他非常感动,
and Zacchaeus was very moved.
他欢迎主耶稣到他家里去。
He welcomed Jesus to his house.
第八节记载撒该真正的悔改。Verse
8 mentions the true repentance of Zacchaeus.
他的财产多少不知道。We
don't know how much he had.
对耶稣说他的一半要赔偿以前呢他向人讹诈的那些人还他四倍。
And he said that, but he said that half of his goods he would give to the poor. And if he had defrauded anyone, he would return it fourfold.
另外一半的财产要周济穷人。
And the other half of his possessions shall go to the poor.
这是替神来执行恩慈的内容。
And this is showing grace and kindness to his fellow people on behalf of God.
根据民数记第五章记载，他的赔偿呢，受他讹诈的。
According to the to Numbers chapter 5, if anyone had defrauded any person, they need not return it fourfold.
只要按照律法的规定来赔偿，大家就很受安慰。
And they could restore everything according to the Mosaic laws.
但是他赔偿那些 受他讹诈的人超越律法的规定。However,
Zacchaeus has decided to restore the amount four times.
所以过去对他印象不好的人，他会马上改变态度。
People in the past that he had offended would immediately change their mind regarding Zacchaeus.
所以撒该的悔改，真的，他的内心跟行动互相配合。
And indeed, the actions and the thoughts of Zacchaeus are indeed one when it comes to repentance.
他真正的改变了他的心智。
He has truly repented himself emotionally and
所以主耶稣说今天救恩到了你这个家。
Hence Jesus said, "Today salvation has come to this house."
他还有家人。
Zacchaeus has a family.
神的恩典,神的救恩要临到这个家。
the grace of God, the salvation of God shall come upon this house.
他本来是他的祖先亚伯拉罕的祖孙。
Zacchaeus was also a descendant of Abraham.
过去都不能够来荣耀他祖先的名字。
In the past, Zacchaeus was not able to glorify the name of his ancestor Abraham.
在人群当中，他成为一个疏伤的人。
Among the crowds, he is one who is shameful.
今天呢，蒙主耶稣再把他救回来。
And today, the Lord Jesus had come, seek him out, and saved him.
这就是真正悔改的案例。
So this is a good example of repentance.
也许你会认为只有这个人嘛。
Perhaps you feel that this is only one person, one example.
不见得。
Not necessarily.
我们再看马可福音第二章。
Let's turn to the Gospel, Mark chapter 2.
十四节。十四节。
Verse
14. 马可福音第二章十四节。
Mark chapter 2, verse 14. And as he passed on, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax office. And he said to him, follow me. And he rose and followed him.
这里记载有一个人叫做利未。
Here mentions a person by the name of Levi.
他是一个税务人员。
He was what a person working at the tax office.
他在执行公务的时候。
When he was doing his job,
耶稣看到他。
Our Lord Jesus saw him.
说你来跟从我。
And said to him, follow me.
他就真的辞职来成为耶稣的门徒。
Levi resigned and became a disciple of Jesus.
这个是很不容易的事情。
This is not an easy thing for Levi to do.
当时能够成为税吏啊，真的收入非常丰富啊。
To work at the tax office to be a tax collector, your compensation was quite a lot.
配合税吏长啊，来彼此合作啊，能够增加自己的收入。
Because tax collectors could work with the chief collector to increase their own earnings by collecting more taxes.
那这个税吏呢，跟撒这个利未呢，跟撒该差不多。
Levi was just about the same as Zacchaeus.
除了自己的同事以外，没有其他什么好朋友。
Other than his fellow workers, he had no other friends.
他发现耶稣呼召他。
And when Jesus called out to him,
他能够马上决定来做耶稣的门徒。
He immediately decided that he would be a disciple of Jesus.
把他的行动呢，来迁就新的行动。
And his actions has now turned to a different direction.
要当传道不是那么容易的。
To be a preacher is not easy.
本来有一个很好的工作内容。
He used to have a good job.
那今天忽然间说要主耶稣要你当传道，这个是不容易的。
And today, the Lord Jesus told you that you have to become a preacher. This is not easy.
我们教会神学院你要报考神学院要经过家人同意呢。
In our church, in order to register for the theological college,
个人愿意就可以啊。
You need the consent of your family, not just yourself.
尤其夫妻啊。那传道人要跟他配合，这个不容易的事情。
Especially for a couple, a married couple, the wife must work with the husband.
有的人本来在社会上已经有很安定的工作内容。
There are some who have already had good jobs.
那除掉要来报考神学院，这个不容易的事情。
And it is not an easy decision for them to quit their jobs and to register.To be a student of the theological college.
所以我们教会弟兄姐妹都很尊敬传道人员，就是因为这样。
And for this reason, our brothers and sisters in the church have much respect for the preachers.
那这位利未呢，就是以后的马太福音作者。
And Levi was later became the author of the book of Matthew.
因为他是公务人员，所以他的文笔也不错。
And because he was a civil servant, he writes pretty well.
能够写出马太福音贡献给我们大家来了解主耶稣在世上的一些事情。
He wrote the gospel according to Matthew so that we would know the works of Jesus.
所以这两个人的行动呢，让我们知道什么叫做真正的悔改。
The actions of these two individuals showed us what true repentance looks like.
就是行为跟内心呢来改革啊。
That is a change in your heart and also in your deeds.
那有关这个悔改呢，是继续性的。
And the act of repentance is a continuous one.
我们相信耶稣的人曾经悔改过一次啊。
We who believe in Jesus, we repented once.
但是以后要继续悔改。
But our repentance must be continuous.
请看罗马书十二章第二节。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse
2. 罗马书十二章第二节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
这里说不要效法这个世界。
It says here, do not conform to the world.
这是很困难的一件事情。
It is pretty difficult for us to do that.
你住在这个世界上。
You live in this world.
世界的进步。
The progress of this world.
你要随着它来进步。
You must progress along with it.
有很多新的内容你必须要去学习。
There are many new things in this world that we must learn.
所以你不效法这个世界怎么会成长呢？
So how would you mature if you do not conform to the world?
但是呢，保罗在这边所说的。
But what Paul meant here.
有跟我们的信仰有抵触的。
That anything that contradicts our religion.
当然呢，你不要学得那么认真。
Do not be too serious in studying this.
所以基督徒呢，不断在悔改。
So for Christians, they are continually in a state of repentance.
这里说心意更新而变化。
It says here, be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
内心不断的改革。
That your mind continuously be renewed.
世界上有很多好的内容要去学习。
There are many good things in this world that's worthy of us to pursue.
像学生在学校里面所学习的就是一些好的事情。
For example, youngsters, they go to school to study, which is good.
在这个社会大学里面也有很多好的内容。
And also in the universities, there are many good things that's going on.
都值得我们去效法。
And it's worthwhile for us to learn.
但是在过程当中呢，要不断的来调整我们的心意。
But in this process, as you learn, you must renew your mind continuously.
因为我们要合乎神的这个善良。
Because we have to live up to what is good by the standard of God.
要合乎神所喜悦的这些内容。
We must measure up to what is acceptable to God.
所以当然呢，要不断的来改革内心，来调整我们的行为。
And that is why we must continually renew our mind and to adjust our deeds.
所以基督徒也是不断的在传扬主耶稣的信息，一方面呢，也是接受这个信息来改革自己。
And as Christians, we continuously preach the gospel to the world, and at the same time, through this message, we are continually renewing ourselves.
人要承认以前的错误。
We must admit our past mistakes.
你叫他这样会伤害人家的自尊心。
But if that's the message that you preach, you may hurt confidence of others.
要叫人把以前生活的方式改变过来，这个一定会受人反感。
And you'll be annoying if you keep telling other people to change their lifestyles.
因为生活方式已经习惯了。
Because it has become a habit to them.
你叫他要改过来。大部分都会反感的。
And if you want them to change, most people will find you annoying.
那有关这个悔改呢，要承认几方面的错误。
And to repent, you must admit your mistakes in several aspects.
第一点，要承认自己的错误。
First, you must admit your own mistakes.
人要承认自己的错误，现在的这些错误实在是不容易的。
It is not easy for one to admit the mistakes that they are committing now.
人有过去，也有现在，也有将来。
We have the past, the present, and the future.
要承认过去的错误就不容易， 叫他承认现在的错误更不容易啊。
It is not easy for a person to admit his past mistakes, so it will be even more difficult for a person to admit his present mistakes.
请参看启示录第二章。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 2.
第四节第五节。
Verse 4 and verse 5.
启示录第二章第四节第五节。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 4 and verse 5, verse 4. But I have this against you, that you have abandoned the love you had at first. 5. Remember then from what you have fallen, repent and do the works you did at first. If not, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent.
这里提到以弗所教会的本来是一个非常好的教会。
It mentions that initially the church in Ephesus used to be a wonderful church.
但是呢，这里提到说要他们来承认现在的不对的地方。
But here it says here that you must learn or admit the mistakes that you are currently making.
这个是很不容易的事情。
This is not an easy thing for them to do.
本来是非常有爱心的教会。
This was a church that used to be full of love.
但是呢，现在这个爱心已经很淡薄比较成为淡漠的一个教会。
But now the church had abandoned the love.
那现在这种情形呢，要叫人来承认是不容易的。
And therefore, it is even more difficult for the church to admit that their mistake that they're committing right now.
那以弗所教会当年不是全部信徒都是这样的。
However, not all members in the church in Ephesus have this mistake.
但是对整个教会来说呢，已经呢不比从前了。
But on the whole, the church cannot be compared to what it used to be.
所以约翰他写这一封信真的要让以弗所教会来接受是不容易的。
Therefore, this letter that John is writing to the church in Ephesus is not an easy letter for him to write.
但是呢，这表示呢。主耶稣还给他们机会。
Yet this shows that the Lord Jesus still gives the church in Ephesus a second chance.
有悔改的时间，有悔改的空间呐。
There is still time for repentance and room to repent.
这也是一种机会。
This is an opportunity.
那机会难得。
And this is a rare opportunity.
能够把握住机会。
You should seize this opportunity.
这是聪明的人。
And you become a wise man.
再看第二章二十一节。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 21. 21. I gave her time to repent, but she refuses to repent of her immorality.
这里是写信给推亚推拉教会的。
Here is a part of a letter written to the church in Thyatira.
这里提到说给他们悔改的机会。
Here it says that... The church was given time to repent.
但是却不肯悔改他的淫乱的事情。
But the church refuses to repent of her immorality.
所以这圣经有时候有一些争议性在里面。
This verse is quite controversial.
这是对我们的教会来说。
Within the church, that is.
但是有些教会不认为有争议性。
Some other denominations do not feel that this verse is controversial.
但是呢，我们要强调的呢，就是有悔改的机会。
But what we want to emphasize here that there is a time to repent.
只要人还活着，就有悔改的机会。
If you're still living, you have time to repent.
那这个机会呢，是神给我们的。
And this time or opportunity to repent is a gift from God.
因为生命的掌权者是主耶稣啊。
Because our Lord Jesus controls our life.
所以主要我们的灵魂还在我们的身体里面呢，就有机会。
As long as your soul is still within your body, you are still given this chance to repent.
因为这是神的信息啊，不会改变。
This is a message from God, it will never change.
那神的这种悔改的信息是非常重要的。
And this message of repentance from God is a very important one.
我们再看第三章第三节。
Let's turn to chapter 3, verse 3.
启示录第三章第三节。
Revelation chapter 3, verse 3. Remember then what you received and heard. Keep that and repent. If you will not awake, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come upon you.
这是提到另外一个教会，叫做撒迪教会。
Here it is part of a letter to another church, the church in Sardis.
这个教会刚开始的时候都非常好。
This church at the very beginning was a good one.
但是渐渐就比较差。
And gradually it turned bad.
那这里提到说主耶稣要再来呢，好像劫一样，让人想不到的时候。
It says here that when Jesus comes again, he will come like a thief, and the members will not know the hour.
这不只是主耶稣再来的时候。
This not only refers to the time when Jesus comes again.
还有其他的这个含义在里面。
There are also other meanings in this.
反正呢，这个悔改就是一种机会。
Regardless, repentance is an opportunity.
所以人能够很谦卑承认现在的偏差。
If you humble yourself down and admit you have gone astray,
神非常喜欢的。
God will like it.
所以主耶稣在世的时候，
So during the ministry of Lord Jesus,
他开始出来传扬天父的信息的时候，
When he first came out to preach the message of the Heavenly Father,
这种信息呢很简单，也就是悔改。
The message was easy, a simple one, repentance.
那其他天国的内容他没有一下子讲出来。
And he did not immediately give out details regarding the message of heaven.
请看马太福音四章十七节。
Please turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 17.
马太福音四章十七节。
Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
主耶稣开始来传扬天父真神的信息的时候。
When Jesus began his ministry by preaching a message regarding the kingdom of heaven,
他说天国近了。
He said, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand."
神国近了。
The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
人能够接近神国，就是要悔改。
In order to enter into this kingdom, you must repent.
这是主耶稣开始出来传达信息的时候所强调的内容。
So this is the emphasis of the message that Jesus was preaching when he began his ministry.
那当时还是有些人呢能够接受。
And at that time, a number of people was able to accept this message.
能够把这个旧的价值观弃掉，来接受新的价值观。
To discard your concept of value, your old concept of value, to accept this new concept of value.
有的人过去的价值观是放在物质金钱上面。
Some people, the concept of value is placed on material things and money.
那有的人后来他的价值观又改变。
And people later on changed.
放在他的工作内容里面。
The concept of value is not placed on their career.
那接下来十八节以下。
And next, starting from verse 18 onwards,
记载主耶稣在海边呼召四个门徒。
And as Jesus walked by the beach, he called out to four men.
是两对兄弟。
Two sets of brothers.
他们本来的行业是捕鱼的。
They used to be fishermen.
在当时这种行业是收入非常好。
At that time, fishermen earned quite a good living.
他们在加利利海在那边捕鱼
These brothers were fishing by the Sea of Galilee.
非常安定的这种工作。
It is a very peaceful and secure lifestyle.
忽然间，耶稣来到那边呼召他们，舍弃这些来做他的门徒当传道。
All of a sudden, Jesus came to them, tell them to forsake their lifestyle and to follow him to become his disciples.
请看十九节。
Let's read verse 19. 19, and he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men."
耶稣告诉这些他呼召的人说，从今以后要叫你们得人如得鱼。
And Jesus called out to these four men and said to them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
当然，人的价值跟鱼的价值差别太大。
Of course, the value of a man versus the value of a fish, is huge.
要得到一个人来成为神的儿女。
In order to gain one man to be claimed as the children of God.
要得到一个人的尊敬。
To gain the respect of a man.
这个价值非常高。
This value is very high.
当然呢，这种价值是比得到鱼的这个价值高的很多。
And this value is much higher than the value of a fish.
那这四个人呢，就是把这个价值观啊，旧的价值观改变为新的价值观。
And these four men discarded their old concept of value and accepted a new concept.
那我们现在呢，也有很多人啊，也是一样的。
And many of us today behaves in similar ways.
你能够来信耶稣，接受主耶稣教会，这个是不容易的事情。
It is not easy for you to come to accept, to believe and accept our Lord Jesus and be baptized into the church.
那真正的悔改跟这个我们受罪的洗礼有连带关系哦。
And a true repentance ties with the baptism.
你如果来听道理，听了好几年不受洗啊，还是表示还没悔改。
If you've come to the church and listened to the truth for a number of years, and yet you did not accept water baptism, that means you have not repented.
请看马可福音第一章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
马可福音第一章第一节。
Mark chapter 1, verse 1. Verse 1, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
使徒约翰在传悔改的道理。
John the Baptist preached a message of repentance.
所以要接受他的洗礼的人必须要悔改。
That those who accepted his baptism must first repent.
所以我们教会呢，要洗礼之前呢，要真正有悔改的态度。
In our church, when a person receives baptism, the person must truly repent.
承认过去不太正确的信仰。
To admit that in the past you have not held on to the true faith.
承认过去不太正确的这些行为。
To admit in the past that your behavior have gone astray.
大部分听了洗礼的道理以后都能够了解这些。
Most people who have heard the message of baptism was able to accept this.
所以洗礼之前必要真正有悔改的这种内容。
And therefore, before baptism, a person must truly repent.
但是小孩不懂得悔改。
But a young child would not know how to repent.
小孩也不懂得自己有什么错误。
And a young child would not know that he has made any mistakes.
所以有些教派呢不给小孩洗礼。
And for that reason, there are some Christian denominations that do not allow children to be baptized.
但是我们教会是接受小孩的洗礼。
In our church, we accept children to be to baptize as well.
因为他未来的信仰道路，父母亲替他决定，这是美好的事情。
Because we feel that it is wonderful that parents have decided for the child, to be a Christian.
我们这个月我们教会灵布道会有实行洗礼。
In this month, when we conduct our spiritual convocation, we will also be holding water baptism.
希望在我们教会已经慕道一段时间的要把握这个机会。
We hope that true seekers who have come to our church to study the truth for some time to take this opportunity.
我一生当中当传道也看过这种错过机会的这个案例。
In my life as a preacher, I have seen many examples of people who have missed this opportunity.
我以前注目台湾的基隆教会的时候
，When I was a resident preacher in Geelong in Taiwan,
有一个柯弟兄。
That was a brother Cole.
全家人都受洗，归入在真耶稣教会里面。
Every member of his household was baptized into our Lord.
因为这个人很好。
Because he was a good man.
他也知道洗礼很好。
And he knew that it is wonderful to baptize into the church.
但是有一些呢习惯性的行为他戒不掉。
But there are some habits of his that he was not able.To get rid of.
他说：“等到我年纪比较大的时候，容易戒掉这些坏习惯，我再来受洗。”
He said he would consider baptism when he is much older and it's more easy, or when it's easier for him to get rid of his old habits.
他就成为一个长时间的慕道者。
So he became a long-term truth seeker.
所以传道人也称呼是弟兄啊, 好像弟家人一样。
Even the preacher called him a brother because it's just like unto a member of the family.
但是他还没有到年纪大之前已经离开世界。But
he passed away before he was old.
他的子女、他的太太最伤心的就是这一点了。And
his children, his wife, were most upset regarding this.
还有一个弟兄啊，他也得圣灵得了很久啊。There
was another brother. He had received the Holy Spirit for a long time.
因为他在社会上非常顺利啊。Because
he was very successful in his career.
他一直不能够决定来受洗。
He couldn't decide whether to accept baptism or not.
那他太太经常为他代祷。His
wife often prayed for him.
后来他身上 有一根刺啊，让他很困难除掉。And
later on, there was a thorn in his flesh that he found it very difficult.
就是他的脊椎骨啊，伸出软骨。And
that is, there was something wrong with his spine.
坐也不是，站也不是，非常痛苦。And
it made him very difficult to stand or to lie down.
那医院经常为他做一些治疗的 那个内容还是没有办法改善。And
this brother went to the hospital for treatments, but they were useless.
后来他跟他太太商量，万一我死掉怎么办？我要洗礼。And
later he discussed with his wife regarding what if he were to die, so he decided that he want to receive baptism.
那他洗礼的时候真的太不好看。And
indeed, the day of his baptism, the way it was conducted was not nice.
因为几个弟兄要用担架来抬他到水里面去洗礼。Because
a few brothers had to carry him on a stretcher into the water to receive baptism.
那他受洗起来以后，渐渐改善，后来就好了。And
when he came off the water from the baptism, slowly he was feeling better, and then he was healed.
他对我说：“哎呀，我自由行动很。” 很好的时候为什么不来受洗？等到要人家抬才受洗，真是很惭愧啊。And
he once said to me that he felt so shameful because when he was healthy and able to walk, he didn't even consider water baptism until he had to be carried into the water. Then he would think about it.
所以人内心的打算不一定是正确的。And
therefore, the plans that you have in your mind may not be correct.
那 有关这个悔改跟洗礼是连带关系的。Repentance
and water baptism are related.
这是神的信息，不能改变。This
is a message from God. It cannot be changed.
那为什么人呢，要承认自己的错误呢？Why
should men admit their mistakes?
你在认为怎么完美呢？还是在神的面前不完美？No
matter how perfect you think you are, you're still not perfect in the eyes of God.
人要承认自己的错误啊，是不容易的。It
is not easy for one to admit one's own mistakes.
因为人的本性啊，都尽量要对自己不好的行为掩目不看。Because
it is the nature of man to cover or hide his mistakes.
尤其那些特别比较不雅的行为啊，不让人家知道。
Especially those actions or deeds that were deemed to be insightful.
所以人的悔改，第一就要承认自己的错误啊，这个是不容易的事情。
Therefore, the first step of repentance is to admit your mistakes, which is not easy.
所以有的人呢，就神的爱让他到走投无路啊，不得不他就承认自己的
And for some, when they came to the end, they find that they have to admit their own mistakes.
路加福音里面三个比喻，其中最后一个就是浪子回头的比喻。In
the Gospel of Luke, there is a parable, the parable of the prodigal son.
他这个浪子到走投无路的时候，才懂得悔改。When
a prodigal son came to the end of his own wits, there was nothing he could do but repent.
他回到家里向他父亲道歉，向天上的神道歉。
When he returned home, he apologized to his father and also to God in heaven.
承认自己的错误就是悔改的第一步。
Admitting your mistake is the first step of repentance.
第二步呢，要向人承认悔改。
Step number two is to admit that you're in repentance before others.
人要向人向神承认错误比较容易。
It is easier for us to admit our mistakes before God.
人要向人承认错误不容易。
It is difficult for us to admit our mistakes before others.
所以主耶稣曾经说过。
And hence Jesus once said.
要向神承认错误之前，要先向人承认错误。
Before you admit your mistakes to God, you must first admit your mistakes to your fellow human beings.
所以这一关啊，真的很困难跨出去。
So this is one step that is very difficult to take.
请看马太福音五章二十三节、二十四节。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 and verse 24.
马太福音第五章二十三节、二十四节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 and verse 24. 23. So if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, 24. Leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift.
在祭坛上要献祭是向神承认错误。
To make an offering at the altar is to admit your mistakes to God.
但是主耶稣说：“等一下，要先向人承认你的错误，向人先道歉。”
But Jesus said, "Wait, you must first reconcile with your brother first."
向受害人赔不是啊。
To apologize to your victim.
向过去呢受委屈的人呐、来认你对他的欺负的内容。
To admit that you.Had taken advantage of others.
这个是不容易的事情。
This is not an easy thing.
比如说夫妻之间。
For example, between a couple.
有的人很容易彼此之间来赔不是道歉。
Some find it's easy to apologize to each other.
这是很进步的一对夫妻。
This would be considered a couple that had improved.
过去在有些民族的家庭里面、男人是自尊的、
In some cultures, the man is seen to be the highly respected one.
你要叫他向太太赔不是不容易的、这挺困难。
It's almost impossible for a man to apologize to his wife.
那人呢，对平辈要承认你的错误比较容易。
And it's easier for us to admit our mistakes among our peers.
如果长辈要向下辈承认自己不对这个就不容易。
But if an elder were to admit his mistake to a person of a younger generation, this is difficult.
真正一个有修养的人呢，都可以克服这些难关。
But a person who has been cultivated, they can overcome these difficulties.
那向人承认自己的错误，再来一关就是向神。
So after you have admitted your mistakes before others, the next step is to admit your mistakes before God.
向神赔不是向神认错，这个比较容易。
It's easy to apologize to God and to admit your mistakes.
但是问题就是人的内心如果还有傲气的话呢，还是不得神的原谅。
But however, if there is still a hint of arrogance in you, then God will not forgive you.
请看路加福音十八章。
Let's turn to Gospel Luke chapter 18.
十三节、十四节。
Verse 13 and verse 14.
路加福音十八章十三节、十四节。
Luke chapter 18, verse 13 and verse 14. Verse 13. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven.But beat his breast, saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. 14. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
主耶稣在这边讲了一个比喻。
Here Jesus gave a parable.
这是两个人 在神的面前祷告。
The two men pray before God.
法利赛人跟税吏。
One's a Pharisee, the other's a tax collector.
法利赛人有一种傲气除不掉。
Pharisees have a type of arrogance in them that one cannot remove.
所以十一节呢，记载他自言自语向神祷告来。把聚集的这些优点列出来。
Verse 11 says the Pharisee stood and prayed before God, but he kept emphasizing the good quality of him.
然后在批评隔壁那个税吏啊，哎，那个很差劲啊，我不像他。
He then go on to criticize the other man, the tax collector.
那这个税吏呢，就是刚才我们看的十三节、十四节，非常谦虚、承认自己的错误。
And this collector is the person we're reading in verse 13 and 14. He repented and admitted his own mistakes.
主耶稣说，这两个人在神的面前悔改啊。
Lord Jesus said that these two men had come before God to repent.
法利赛人没有除掉内心的傲气、傲慢，没有除掉，这个悔改没有用。
But the Pharisee had not removed the arrogance that's in him, and therefore his repentance is of no value.
有的人行为非常好。
There's some people who have very good deeds.
就是因为这个傲气没有除掉。
But because of the arrogance in him.
请看启示录第三章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 3.
十七节。
Verse 17.
启示录第三章十七节。
Revelation chapter 3, verse 17. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him?
古代老底家教会啊，好像模范教会。
In the old days, the church in Laodicea seems to be the model church.
各方面都很好。
They excel in everything.
只是呢，这个傲气存在。
The only thing that's wrong with them is the arrogance in that church.
自认为自己呢是非常好的。
They feel that they are on top of the world.
实际上在神的面前是很差劲的。
But before the eyes of God, they're actually very bad.
人是看外表，神是看内心的。
Humans look at what is superficial, but God sees into your heart.
所以在老底嘉教会有一种风气啊，这大家要装好看一点哦。
So in the church, in this church of Laodicea, there is a habit of the people where they have to look their best.
这个是会互相效应的。
And this kind of behavior is influential.
所以到后来呢，整个教会啊，都是内心有傲气啊，外表虽然装得很好看啊，但是主耶稣很失望啊。
So what happened in this church is in everyone there is this arrogance in them, even though from the surface they all look to be good.
所以连真正内心的谦虚啊，只有主耶稣才知道。
Only God knows the true humility that dwells in our heart.
所以在神的信息里面呢，最困难接受的就是悔改。
Therefore, among the messages of God, the hardest one to preach is the message of repentance.
那有关神的恩慈呢？下一次再来谈。
Regarding the grace of God, we will discuss it next time.
现在请唱赞美诗236首。
Let us sing hymn number 236.